بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الله الكريم، ما بعد. عن ابي ذر الجند بن جناد وابي عبد الرحمن عن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنهما قال عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: اتق الله حيثما كنت واتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. رواه الترمذي. Continue the discussion on the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. As we mentioned, this is a very very comprehensive hadith, wherein despite the words being very few, the meaning is voluminous. The third part of this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam basically instructed us in this hadith on three things. One is adopt Allah's taqwa wherever you are, follow an evil deed with a good deed which will wipe away its effect. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, khaliqin nas, integrate, interact with the people with good akhlaq and character. As we mentioned, we find that Sharia places a great deal of emphasis on akhlaq and character. Unfortunately, nowadays to some extent, when it comes to our ibadat, worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, salah, etc., to some extent, that is alive in the ummah. But when it comes to akhlaq and character, like in Urdu, they have the expression, they say, lakho mein ek, that is in thousands or hundreds of thousands, you will find only one person where this concern is there to develop akhlaq and character. I remember many years ago when our Jamaat was in America, Mawlana Ibrahim Devla Sahib, one of our elders from Nizamuddin, he was giving a talk, and he began his talk, his opening statement was this. He said that if we have to divide the Shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, he said, we will find that one third of it pertains to aspects of ibadat, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, salah, zikrullah, tilawat, etc. And he said that two thirds of the shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to teach this human being how to interact with another human being. And at that time, I remember thinking that how appropriate this statement is. In fact, it had not even occurred to me before that. Even if you look in most of the major books of fiqh, Islamic jurisprudence, if you look at Babu Salah, Babu Zakah, etc., the chapter on Salah, on Zakat, etc., that if it is a work that is four or five volumes, one or one and a half volume will be that. The other two and a half, three or three and a half volumes sometimes will be other aspects, how to deal with people, how to talk, how to interact, the laws that govern our social interaction, the laws that govern our financial interaction. And if one has to apply one's mind, then why is it that Islam places such emphasis on how we interact and how we integrate with other people? Because on the one hand, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very important. But with that, being in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, each and every one of us in reality is an ambassador of Islam. And we find that majority of the world population today, if you look, 20% are Muslims plus minus. The other 80%, what is their exposure to Islam? They are not in the masjid, they cannot see the salah. They are not affected in any way by our fasting. They are not allowed to enter Makkah and Medina, Munawwara. So they have no exposure to Hajj, to Tawaf, etc. Their exposure to what is Islam and what was the legacy of rahmat and mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the conduct of this Muslim. How does he interact with people? How does he talk? What is his manner of approach with people? How are his dealings, etc.? Based on that, majority of the people are forming an opinion as to what is Islam. Nowadays we have this problem. We ask ourselves, why is it our maids in our homes don't become Muslim? We have to ask ourselves the question, what reason have we given them to become Muslim? Muslim lives next to somebody, is a neighbor of somebody 20, 30 years. Yet after 20 or 30 years, it doesn't enter the mind of that neighbor that I want to accept Islam. Why? Because the image that we are portraying of Islam is not that which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. I remember just one or two, a few years back, Hafiz Patel Sahab, who's the Amir of Europe, is very, very unwell now. Allah give him shifa. Allah give him long life. Great work Allah has taken from him. He's over almost 90 years of age. I remember in the Haram of Medina Sharif, he caught my hand. And he said, Maulana Qattani Sahib, suno. He said, listen. On a hot day, someone is eating ice cream. You look at that person. When you see that person eating ice cream, you are flustered, you are hot. You're looking at that person relishing the ice cream. He says, usko dekkar, just looking at him, you start salivating, water enters your mouth. He said, go and tell the people, go and tell the Muslims, go and tell every person that if we will incorporate within ourselves the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then the disbelievers of the world just looking at us will start salivating, water will come in their mouth to enter into Islam. Such was the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in his Hayatul Sahaba, there's an entire chapter, Babul Akhlaq Al Mufdiya ila Hidayat in Nas. That what was the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba Ikram, Al Mufdiya ila Hidayat in Nas, that became the means of people being attracted towards Islam and for the Hidayat of humanity. And in that there is one incident mentioned. Many incidents are mentioned, but one comes to mind. That in Medina Sharif there was a Jew by the name of Zayd bin Sa'na. He was not an ordinary Jew, he was a scholar. He was an alim, call him a Mawlana from amongst the Jews. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had performed one janaza salah. And after that one person approached him from one of the towns near Medina Sharif. And he said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I invited my people towards Islam. And I told them that Allah will give them barakat, Allah will bless them, increase their wealth, etc. However, drought has occurred. My people accepted Islam, now drought has occurred. The crops are dying, the animals are dying. I fear that lalaj, greed of dunya brought my people into Islam. Now the same lalaj and greed will cause them to abandon Islam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that juncture, the Zayd bin Sa'na overheard this conversation. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was nothing with him at that time. He stepped forward and he made an offer to give a loan of a certain amount, certain tonnage of dates. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gladly accepted the loan. He said, I'm prepared to take these dates, I'll pay you at a certain time. And then he told this person that take these dates now and go back to your people and spend upon them in order to protect their deen and their iman. Zayd bin Sa'na says that before the term had expired, the due date for the payment, before it had come, he says, one day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was outside Baqi, surrounded by his companions. I approached him in a harsh manner. He says, I caught hold of the collar of his kurta and I pulled it so that a mark appeared on the neck of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the crux or the translation of what he said, O grandson of Abdul Muttalib, it appears to me that, I'm just literally translating what he said, that just as your father and your grandfather were rogues and never paid their debts on time, you have turned out to be the same. He addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like this. The term had not yet come, the payment time was not yet up. In front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companions, this is the manner in which he addresses him. He said, when I looked around, I saw Umar. His face became red with anger. He says, I could see the eyeballs of Umar revolving around. His hand was already on his sword. He was furious. He said, enemy of yourself, you have spoken to the Nabi of Allah in such a manner. Umar wanted to take his head off. He says, I looked at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was cool, he was calm. And he smiled also. And then he turned to Umar. Ana wa huwa kunna ahwaju ila ghayri hadha minka ya Umar. He says, Umar, the way you are behaving now is not in any way going to benefit me and this person. What you should have done, ta'muruni bi husni al-ada wa ta'muru bi husni al-taqadi. The most you could have done was you should have encouraged me to pay my debts on time. And you should have encouraged him to request his payment in a better manner. Instead of that, you have threatened him. Now Umar, go to the Baytul Mal. Pay this person what is due and give him 20% more than what is due in lieu of the fact that you threatened him. He had a haq, he had a right. This is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying. Even though the period was not yet due. So as they are going towards the Baytul Mal, Umar presents Zayd bin Su'ana with what he is due and then the other 20%. So Zayd bin Su'ana says, that what are you doing? The amount is only so much. He said, no, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instructed me that I must give you so much more because I threatened you. To this, he said, do you know who I am? So Umar says, no. He says, I am Zayd bin Su'ana. So when Umar heard the name, radiallahu anhu, he said, Hibrul Yahudi, are you the same scholar of the Jews? He said, yes. So he said, how did you behave in such a manner? Your behavior is not does not behove a scholar. He said, إِنَّهُ لَمْ يَبْقَ مِنْ عَلَامَاتِ النُّبُوَى شَيْءٍ إِلَّا وَقَدْ عَرَفْتُهَا فِي وَجْهِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِلَّا اثْنَتَيْنِ لَمْ أُخْبِرْهُمَا. He said, Umar, in our script, in our scrolls, what was revealed to Musa alayhi salam, there is a description given of the last Nabi. When I saw Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, every one of the characteristics that were there in my book, straight away just looking at his face, I recognized everyone that this is the last Prophet of Allah. However, there were two characteristics that could not be seen there to be tested. What were the two characteristics? يَسْبِقُ حِلْمُهُ جَهْلَهُ وَلَا تَزِيدُهُ شِدَّةُ الْجَهْلِ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا حِلْمًا. What are the two characteristics? And this is what we have to listen to, the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That his hilm, his forbearance, his tolerance would be greater than any ignorance that was exhibited towards him. And the more ignorant you behave with him, the more tolerant he will become. Now imagine, today there is no hilm in us. There is no tolerance in us. It's little, small spark we burst. We become angry, we become upset, whether it's with our wives, with our children, with our parents, with the people that work for us, who we come into contact with. Ask ourselves, how much of tolerance do we have? How much are we prepared to bear? Allah says, wasbir ala ma yakulun. Make sabr. Become tolerant. This is akhlaq. What was the sign that this is the Nabi of Allah, that if you are ignorant with him, he will be tolerant. And the more ignorant, the more tolerant. One hadith, it comes, in one expression, it comes, kad al khalimu an yakuna nabiyya. That hilm, tolerance will make it, is such a high level of akhlaq that after that there is only the office of nubuwwat. So he said, Umar, these two qualities had to be tested now. Inni ushiduka anni raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyya. Now I am making you a witness that I am happy with Allah as my Rabb, with Islam as my deen and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my Nabi. There and then he accepted Islam. And he went on and he said, I am making you a witness that half my wealth is sadaqah upon the Muslims. This akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is something, my respected brothers, we have to incorporate. If you look at this hadith, as I mentioned yesterday, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't say display akhlaq. He said, khaliqin nas, with the whole of humanity, Muslim or non-Muslim, we are ambassadors of Islam. We have to represent what is the akhlaq and character of Islam, that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Yusuf.